Can I ask you a favor before we start the show? Can you move your chair a little further away from me? Yeah, just like, I don't know, just a little bit. 10, 12 feet away. Can you just, you're kind of in my space, and I can't do this when you're in my space. I don't know if you can respect that or not, but just move away. Go somewhere else. This is like a radio thing, so you don't have to be that close. There's nothing to see here. Can you just, like, get in your car and drive far away from me, like, into the next state, perhaps, or a couple of states over? Am I asking a lot?
On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight. Things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Even a little bit further.
Whatever.
Am I being antisocial? Is that what I'm being? Am I being antisocial? Good morning.
Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. Good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Ah, good to know.
Sit back, relax, grab a cup of coffee, a cup of tea, whatever your liquid libation may be in the morning, and join us as we take a look at the world around us. As much as it's a pleasure to be with you, the pleasure is actually all yours. And now, here's your host, Ron Van Dam.
Thank you, Julie. Thank you very much. Well, I don't know when you're listening to this show, at what point over the weekend, but they still haven't identified the person that wrote the op-ed in the New York Times claiming that Donald Trump is crazy and that they have to be careful and steer him in different directions if they can, because what he does is impetuously nuts. This person who wrote this in the Times remains at this point anonymous. So the big guessing game is, who is it that dissed the president like that? Probably rightfully so, but who was that? And now in the White House, it's become kind of a guessing game. Who was it? Could it have been Mike Pence with the candlestick? Could it have been John Kelly with the knife? It's like a giant game of Clue with incredible... serious results. Some people are talking about Trump actually administering lie detector tests to his cabinet staff, to his administration staff, to find out who was the treasonous son of a bitch that did this to Donald Trump, or should I say Captain Queeg. It is like the latest adventure in the reality show called Let's Go to the White House. It's been a fun ride, but the deeper we get into these episodes, the scarier the whole series becomes, because it's not a reality show. It's my damn life is what it is. I mean, man, this is a guy that's got the ability to press the proverbial button that could set off some type of international incident or war or something, or nuclear event. And yet, everybody around him is saying, this guy's nuts. This guy, if he's nuts, get him the hell out of there. Stop playing little Clue games. Let's get him out of there. Dangle some carrots or some money in front of Trump's face. He'll probably leave. As I said on the show earlier in the week, Don, if you want to be the greatest human being ever, which is a complete turnaround from the biggest jerk ever, then say, I'm going to resign my position as president. You guys don't want me. Who wants this kind of stuff? I'm out of here. I'm better than this. He's not, but if he said he was, then people might respect him and say, he did the right thing. My God, he did the right thing for once in his life. Now he can go back to apartment rentals and deny people of various colors his apartment dwellings. Ron, that was racist. It wasn't me. It wasn't me. He was actually sued quite a few times by people for that very reason. We don't know about that. We still haven't seen his taxes. We know nothing about this man. Is his name really Donald Trump, or is it something else? Look, what's so bad about Mike Pence being president, okay? I thought it would be a horrible thing. Now I'm thinking anything's better than this. At least Mike Pence has morals. Maybe that should be the prerequisite for being president. Have some freaking morals somewhere. Even if they're in your pocket or in the closet, get the morals out and work with them, will you? Trump's got none of them. Pence has them. Pence also looks like a president. Donald Trump looks like a schlumpy cartoon character. Pence looks like a president. I disagree with Pence's policies, but I mean, if he's humane and has morals, I can work with that. So Republicans, what's your problem? Why don't you get rid of Don? Because if you impeach Donald Trump for whatever reason you come up with, please, then it defaults to Vice President Mike Pence is becoming the president. What's so damn bad about that? You might actually get your party back. And I'm not talking about the party favors and the alcohol. I'm talking about the Republican political party. If you put Pence in there, got rid of Don, I think everybody would be happy. But no, Republicans, you want to image-wise destroy yourself. I get it, you know. Don does some stuff for you. But you see, you're selling your children because you're selling out your party, and you're also selling out yourself when you stand behind this Trump guy. So, I mean, your choice. I mean, get the Trump guy out. Pence would become automatic president. You'd have a shot. You'd have a shot at redemption, man. Why are you still standing behind Trump when you have such an incredible simple out? Come on. So we don't know who this anonymous person is, because that's why they're anonymous. A couple of people at the New York Times, some editors know who this person is. Enough, apparently, for the New York Times to put their entire reputation on the line by running this thing to begin with. So it's got to be significant. Anyway, no one listens to me. No one ever listens to me. Republicans. Get yourself, I don't know if any of you listen to this show, I doubt it. I doubt it greatly. You've probably got better things to do, like golf. I'm telling you, kick out that crazy man who's causing nothing but problems and tweeting his personality into the mud pit. Get rid of him. There's a thousand ways to do it. It's going to happen anyway. The guy's going down. You know that. You know it. Why don't you jump ship and save everybody and build a new ship? Get Pence in there, whatever. You're not going to lose the whole thing. You got a Pence thing standing by. I think it was one of Mike Pence's people that did this anonymous op-ed. I think they know that this is not working out with the Trump thing. It's disaster. It's international disaster. It's domestic disaster. It's disaster. It's like the Hindenburg and the Titanic together. One show. I think someone is saying, let's get rid of him. They're even talking the 25th Amendment. 25th Amendment, if you're not familiar, removes the president from office because of incapacitation. Not able to do his job because he's freaking nuts. It doesn't say freaking nuts in the amendment, but that's what it means. So there's even mention of this in the op-ed. And if that occurs, then Pence becomes president. I think they're pulling what I call a Johnson move. I don't know if you know what I mean by that. Lyndon Johnson move. look up your history. You'll see what I'm talking about. Anyway, hi, how are you? Welcome to the program. Good to be with you. You are some of my favorite people, although, again, keep your distance from me. I have learned that I can actually have friends, like on Facebook, but never even meet them or touch them or see them. I can form relationships without having those people near me. For me, it works. Even though I hate Facebook, I now haven't been on Facebook for half a year. And I feel wonderful. I feel emancipated. I do. I feel great. I'm not hindered by anybody's stupid comments. I don't miss it. I don't miss seeing a picture of what you had for dinner last night. I don't miss it. I don't miss a picture of your hamburger sitting on a counter at McDonald's with the caption under it, "Love these Big Macs." I don't miss it. I don't miss it. I miss nothing of it. We're all complaining about everything. If you want to hear people complain about things, listen to this show. And you're good. You're good. That's all you need. You don't need this Facebook crap. Unless it's your birthday, then everybody can say with deepest, deepest congratulations the two words, happy birthday. I do go on Facebook for my birthday because it's safe. And who doesn't like to be stroked? I'm like some kind of furry kitten. Although none of the birthday wishes on Facebook go any deeper than happy birthday. that's about it. It's about as short. If they just wrote happy, that would be even shorter than happy birthday. But no warmest wishes, no "you're a great guy, wish I could put you in my will," nothing like that. Simply the message, happy birthday. This is as non-committal as one can possibly be in the most unattached version of one's well wishes. It's actually funny in a grandeur way. All right. You all right now? All right. You good? You got your ferret in your lap?
As a special surprise thank you, everyone listening to the Ron Van Dam Show today will receive a free photograph of Ron holding a ferret. Yeah, we don't know why he's holding a ferret either. But he's the boss. So there's the ferret. This is the Ron Van Dam Show on New England Broadcasting.
Beep, 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 beep. I want to talk about the NFL for just a second. That's the National Football League, for those of you that may not follow initials. We did an interview about 3 weeks ago, just before school was going to start, about the dangers of having your child play high school football. And I agree with that. I think to take your child at a very young and tender age and make them targets for other people to run fast into their body and knock them down, I think is not exactly a productive way of treating your body at that tender age. I don't think children have the ability to make that decision as to whether they want to be maimed at that point in their life. So I don't really, whatever. But I'm talking about professional baseball, professional baseball. This is how in tune sports I am. I mean, professional football. Sorry, I get the two mixed up all the time. Baseball is a sport where you don't get hurt that much. Football is the one where you always get hurt that much. Professional football, these players are making like $93 million a minute. And I used to be very jealous because I don't make that much. Do you? Even after taxes, even before taxes, it's a lot of money. But then I realized that their careers are very short. They're usually about 15, 20 years and then you're done. And then who's going to pay for all those knee surgeries and hip replacements and all those things? So I guess you need all that money, I suppose. And of course, when you play football, you need to live in a mansion. That's just the way that works. Anyway, where am I? What am I doing? Am I shopping? Am I a Target? Where am I? I used to not like boxing because I thought boxing was an incredibly violent sport where two people stand in front of each other with boxing gloves on, you know, and they try to kill each other just enough so that they fall down and pass out. Don't want to kill you, want to bring you close to death, and then I win. And I used to watch boxing because my theory was that if two grown adults, no matter how stupid they may be, yet they're grown consenting adults, if they agree to knock the crap out of each other and do great damage to their heads, their faces, their bodies, they're old enough to make their own decisions. Whatever. Question is, do I participate by watching two consulting adults knock the crap out of each other? And the answer is yes. I find that fascinating. Go for it. I don't care. I'm not your father. I'm not your brother. I'm not your sister. That would be weird. Go on. You signed the papers. You agreed to it. No one forced you. It's not some probation deal. You agreed to this. Well, that's the way I feel about football. Football is an interesting game to watch, you know, as a cartoon. But if real people being paid a lot of money, adults who are well out of high school, well out of college, and they agree to knock the crap out of each other and cause themselves bodily injuries to the point where they'll get concussions, it'll change the brain to the point where you could go out and murder people because your brain's been altered. Or you have to have 25 knee surgeries, have your legs replaced, your hips, everything, your arm in a sling at least 2 months out of the year, you know, broken nose, broken cheekbones, broken necks. I mean, if you agree to all of this, then play on. Go on. Am I not to watch this ability to destroy your bodies for the rest of your life, the one life you have, the one body you have? If you sign on the dotted line because you want all the money or because you enjoy this, then go for it. Do it. Why would I stop you? Why in the world would I stop you from destroying yourself physically and mentally? Play on. So I don't care. And this controversy about certain football players taking a knee because they're making political statements. Look, I guess one might question, is that the proper venue to make a statement like that? And my answer is, who cares? I don't care. Why are you playing the national anthem before a sporting event anyway? What the hell does a sporting event have to do with the national anthem? What? So if you decide to do that and some people don't want to, you know, it's not because they're un-American or they're not patriotic. They're just making a statement. I agree it may not be the proper place to make it, but sure, go on, make it. What do I care? I know who I am. I know how much I love this country. I don't have to demand that everybody do it. I do demand that everybody vote, but I don't make you stand up and salute something. This is America, man. I know it pisses you off, some of you. You have a perfect right to be pissed off, and I have a perfect right not to be. I mean, whatever. It's not. Stop it and just let these people do what they want and then play the football game and get physically demolished. I don't care. Do I believe that some of these players have a lot to complain about? Yes, I do. I think there is a problem and it needs to be addressed. And if this is a way of making it public, they certainly succeeded in doing so. Good for them. You see, let me explain something to you about America. Check out the rule book. In America, you're able to do this as long as you do it peacefully. That's the deal. That's how it's written. You can say anything you want, do anything you want, as long as it doesn't impede other people's privacy. And it's not done in a violent fashion, and it stays within the confines of the written law. You can express yourself. That's why we have newspapers and editorials and shows like this and television programs and all that stuff, how you're able to speak your mind on your little internet thing. Because this is America. We can do that here. Do you understand that? Check it out. That's the way it's supposed to be. You're not supposed to stop people from doing things unless they are impeding upon your rights. I don't know why I'm giving you a lesson in democracy. Crazy. And let me, Donald Trump, let me just say something to you. The Justice Department of this great country of ours is supposed to be independent. They don't work for you. Do you understand? You're supposed to appoint them and shut up. Don, here's an idea for you. Why don't you just shut up completely? Unless you're... one of two things going on. I mean, this is so obvious, it's not funny. One of two things are going on here. Either Don just has no ability not to speak, not to tweet, not to make a fool of himself, or he's doing it on purpose. I give him the benefit of the doubt that he is not able to control himself. I don't think he does anything on purpose because that requires some type of thought pattern, which I don't think he has. Don, just shut up.
Please be quiet. 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 Please be quiet.
Shut up.
Please be quiet.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Thanks.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, the moms will be here. Ron, what are you talking about? These are two YouTube moms who are supposedly quite humorous, and they speak their minds on YouTube with a very popular YouTube program. We'll speak to these ladies about getting your kids back to school, which most of you have already done, but still, what do you do? What do you feed them? What do you do with them? How do you talk to them? What's your deal?
You are listening to The Ron Van Dam Show, and that gets you a podcasting high five. It's like a regular high five, but no one knows that you did it. Or cares. Or anything, really.
Hi, Ron.
Hey, how are you today?
Great, thanks. How are you?
I'm great. Kat and Nat join us. They're the YouTube moms, and you probably follow them. If not, you will after this interview. They join us now. It's back to school talk time, and the kids are back in school, and that affects the parents as well. I understand between the two of you, you have seven children. Is that right?
Yep. Yeah,
got it.
Just
so,
a few.
So, Kat, you have seven, and Nat, you have none? Is that how that works?
That's exactly right.
Right, you kind of thought that was it. Okay, so how do you adjust for the big return to what might be called normality?
We celebrate.
Yes.
we try to plan. We try to make like resolutions to make things different. And actually, Nutrigrain did a survey for moms and dads, and 84% of parents like us had New Year's resolutions for how we were going to do things differently, but within the first few weeks, it's all out the window.
Yeah.
And we're just trying to get by, and we're trying to, you know, get them to school, get them fed, give them some energy, which we do with Nutrigrain bars, and just try to survive.
Yeah, that's the word.
Well, you know, everybody tries to do the full breakfast thing, thinking that that's the big meal of the day. So how do you handle that? Does that happen in your houses?
Well, here's the thing. If anyone who has kids knows that there's usually like 4 outfit changes, there's totally tears. Someone can't find their backpack that they put somewhere. Shoes are missing. So you're lucky if you get out the door yourself dressed, let alone them dressed. That's just, if they're dressed and they have a breakfast bar on their mouth, I feel like you're winning. Yeah. Well, that's my goal. I agree.
All right. Well, the bar has been set very high, I guess. I don't know.
Maybe not for us, but right. we've been doing this a long time.
Yeah. I mean, my major question to you is, like, how early is it that you can really start drinking? But that's not appropriate.
Come on! We like you, Ron. I think we like you a lot.
Probably not appropriate. Okay. All right. So how do you get this together now? Because everything gets messed up. I mean, how do you even prepare for the day?
Motherhood is messed up. That's basically what it is. And there's a hashtag called Real Morning. And really, that's what it is. I think we're all real people trying to get out the door with a lot of people that we're trying to move called children. Mm-hmm. And there's things that happen, and it's just the way it goes. So people can go look at the hashtag and feel better, because we're all in this together and we're all just surviving.
Yeah, I guess so. So, wow. How long is your school year where you are? What part of the country are you in, by the way?
Okay, so we're from Canada, believe it or not.
Oh,
and we have the same.
From this country.
Does that change, Ron?
Yeah,
but I'm out on Tuesday. We start on Tuesday, like most of, I believe, you guys as well.
So oh, yeah, in that area. Some have started already, actually.
Yeah, lucky them. Lucky. We go till June. It's very much the same. All the same.
Yeah, it's all the same deal. All right.
Yeah.
So that's all right. Fine. So, but is it the same deal as here? I mean, is like, what do you do for the rest of the day, for example?
We work, mm-hmm. and we wait to go pick them up, and then we pick them up. They get mad at us, or they're not happy with us. And then it's the wheel. We love them. We love being
the hamster wheel of motherhood.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Mm-hmm. That's a life.
We love them, and we can't wait for a break at the same time.
I know. There's a commercial on television in the States here where the parents are clicking their heels as they're going through. There's a store called Staples that has the office supplies, the school supplies, and the parents are really happy, and the kids look like they're on their way to the death chamber. I love that.
Yes.
I love that.
I know.
'Cause it's
true. We actually have a new Mom Truth coming out on Friday, and it is about sort of just the realities of the mornings, and we kind of have a whole series called Mom Truth, and it's just about these moments that people think are perfect, and social media has really done that. And so, like, a real morning is what it's all about.
For those that may not be familiar and haven't been exposed to the both of you, that didn't sound right. tell everybody what you actually do. It's fascinating.
Okay, so we're two moms with 7 kids, and we started an online community because motherhood's really lonely, and it's really isolating, and a lot of people don't have support anymore, and unfortunately, the downside of social media is you can always feel like you're not enough, and you're failing. And, you know, that's why Nutrigrain this is such an amazing campaign, because it is about the real, and it is, we partner with them because they are looking for real moms, and all of us are doing the best we can, and I think we share the message that motherhood is not easy. We love it. Like, it is what drives us, but at the same time, a lot of people go to bed feeling not enough, and we're trying to change the message that just because your mornings aren't perfect, you're okay. They love you, and you love them, and that's the bottom line for us, is just making moms feel like they're doing okay in life.
It's cool. And you do it through humor, and that makes it entertaining, and that's when people actually listen, you know? Let's face it, you know? We don't listen to things when they're dry. We only listen to things when they're interesting.
You gotta laugh too, right? You gotta laugh.
You gotta laugh. And the two of you are absolutely nuts, so, you know.
I feel like I love that. I've never been described as that.
I like that.
I'm gonna take that.
That's a compliment.
It is. Believe me, it's a compliment. Okay, so where do we get more information about getting the kids ready for school and then, you know, in the morning, getting them out the door?
Well, you can always come visit us at CatNet. And then
we also encourage people to share their hashtag Real Morning. Mm-hmm. It's a Nutrigrain's campaign for back to school to make everybody just feel like we're all in it together and break all these myths that everything is perfect.
You can go to their website. You can go to our website. We're all in this together, Ron. You with us on that?
Yes, absolutely. It's a large community of people that are saying this.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Thanks so much for your time. You've been a lot of fun, and congrats.
Thank you, Ron. Thanks for having us. We appreciate it.
Okay, take care.
Okay.
Bye. Bye-bye. There you have it. Thank you, ladies. Engaging, indeed. Alrighty then. You can see the moms, what we call the other side of the interview, by going to newenglandbroadcasting.com. There you will see posted the actual interview that we just did. But from their viewpoint, you'll hear me on the phone instead of them on the phone, and you'll be in the New York studio where we apparently just talked to them, and you'll be able to see them and see the interview again from their point of view visually. It's interesting. It's just, what can I tell you? It's interesting. Ladies and gentlemen, I am out of time for today. Now listen to me. Listen to me very, very carefully. I want you to do this for me and do it very carefully and very deliberately. Have a wonderful day. Make sure that everything you do today is calculated to be good. Don't do things that are stupid. Stop doing stupid things. Okay. Great. Great. I wish you peace. Okay, we're going to go in for the big finish. You ready? Ready? Here we go.